6 music.
From 1, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Could be my finest hour. I got a little bit of Alan Wicker there for a second, didn't I? Lead singer of Elbow. I am indeed Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow. Since we last spoke, I've been to the Glastonbury Festival and back. A life-changing experience it was too. Easily the best gig of my whole life. The whole band felt that way about it. So that's how unanimously impressive it was for us. Never seen so many people staring in our general direction. And I'd already had a great Glastonbury from the punter side of things. Before we went on stage on the Saturday, the sun came out for us. We had a beautiful time. And my head's still buzzing with it. So consequently, half the show this week is going to be exciting songs, because that's exactly how I've been feeling, and half it's going to be lullabies, because that's how I need to be feeling. I've got a couple of days off before I'm back on the festival circuit, and I thought I'd make my show in that couple of days for you. I'm recording a couple of weeks in advance because of how busy Elbow are at the moment, and the wonderful BBC is allowing me to do that, so it means I can continue broadcasting to you while we're on the road. I might actually do some shows from the road in the coming few weeks. But it's been crazy recently. Thank you to everybody at Glastonbury. That's everybody stood in front of the stage on that beautiful sunny day, all the way back up onto the hill there. Thanks to everybody who organises that wonderful festival, particularly Emily Everson and her fella Nick, and Michael Everson as well, of course, and Emily's new son, the new arrival. George Albie Evie Stewie, who was born just a few weeks ago. That was Oscar Peterson and Fascinating Rhythm. I didn't get to see many other bands at Glastonbury. We arrived late, and I had lots of promo to do during the day on a Friday, promotional stuff for the band. But I did move all my schedule around to make sure that I caught this next band. This was the most fantastic set, and I've heard lots and lots of people say their favourite of the festival. This is the Incredible Walkmen with Angela Surf City. More than capable of doing that justice live. That's the Walkmen and Angela Surf City. It was an amazing, amazing show. If any of you are listening, congratulations. It was brilliant. I've seen so many Walkmen shows in the last couple of years that I've got my own Walkmen buddies, you know, like people that I only see at Walkmen gigs that casually come over and say, "How are you doing, guy?" "Yeah, I'm all right, Rob. How are you? How are you, Richard?" Yeah, so hello to all my Walkmen buddies. Let's keep the tempo up for now. These two I've never seen play live, but I've heard they're astounding. They're Mexican, I was corrected by a listener some months ago. They are Rodrigo y Gabriela, and this is Juan Loco, Crazy John. Juan Loco by Rodrigo y Gabriela. I absolutely love it. The next tune is dedicated to my brother Marcus, who passed his driving test this week. Can't picture him at the wheel of a car, and he lives in London, so I'm not going to get to see it firsthand for a while. But congratulations and safe driving, Marcus. This is Tame Impala. They're a four-piece, psychedelic rock four-piece from Perth in Western Australia, where I'll be going soon with the band. An Impala is a medium-sized antelope. What do you think of that? They're marvellous. They've toured with UMI, the Black Keys, Yesaya and MGMT in the last few years, and this tune's been all over this wonderful radio station of late. It's called Solitude is Bliss. It's Tame Impala, and it's for our Marcus. It was out last Monday. Buy it, buy it, buy it, buy it, buy it. Tame Impala, Solitude is Bliss. Wonderful.
This is
Six Music. Here we go then, I hope this works.
Monday to Thursday night from 9, Gideon Coe.
Hello, good evening. Gideon Coe with you until midnight. is a finely honed and balanced 3 hours. If you pick out one bit, the whole lot could fall down like some sort of musical Jenga.
Gideon Co.
Me.
This week, there's archive session tracks plus classic concert tracks.
We need to put some atmosphere on it.
You know, maybe put some tweeting birds in the background.
Gideon Co.
Ba-da, 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 ba-da.
Monday to Thursday night from 9.
Six
music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Alex Wilkes has been on with a song for Guy recommendation. He says, "Hello, Guy. My name is Alex Wilkes. I'm from the UK, but I'm at the moment living in Vancouver for a few months. And I can tell you I've had quite a number of fans of your finest hour talk to me among the Brits out here. Secondly, a few weeks ago, you said you were looking for recommendations for songs to listen to just before Elbow take the stage. I recommend Pompeii am Gottem... Let me get this right. Pompeii am Gottem Dummerung by the Flaming Lips. I wonder what that means. Knowing Wayne Coyne, probably something filthy. Simply because it's a great tune that I used to listen to just prior to an event, whatever that may be." From Alex. Thank you, Alex. If you know what Pompeii am Gottem Dummerung means, I could look it up on the internet, but what's the fun in that? Let me know in a witty email at guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Do let me know. Here's the Flaming Lips. Cheers for getting in touch, Alex. Song for Guy recommendation from Alex Wilkes. That was The Flaming Lips and Pompeii Am Gotterdammerung. There we go. All in one go. The next one is... Oh, I see, yes. It's Vince Guaraldi. I played a Vince Guaraldi tune the other week, which prompted this lovely email. It says, "Dear Guy, I'm a new listener and a very big fan of your programme over here in Sebastopol, California. So, this week, the Vince Guaraldi track Cast Your Fate to the Wind caught my interest. Growing up in the San Francisco Bay Area, both VG and the Peanuts were a big part of childhood here. Not only was VG from San Francisco and actively playing in small clubs, but Charles Schulz, the creator of the Peanuts comic strip, lived in this area as well. So naturally, one of the first songs I learned well enough to perform on the piano as a kid was the Peanuts theme by VG. To this day, I can still play it from memory, note for note." That's quite impressive. Playing like Vince Guaraldi as a child, that's amazing. "You're quite right by suggesting that he seems like he must have been a nice man because of the way his music sounds. When you pose the challenge for anyone knowing if VG was a terrible person, well, I had to do that research for you. As it turns out, he actually was a real good guy, but sadly, he dropped dead from a heart attack at the age of 47. Thanks for all the good tunes and other stuff. Cheers from Snoopyville, April West of Sebastopol, California, the US of A." So there you go. I guess that Vince Guaraldi was a nice man. It seems to be the consensus of opinion. Tim Knowles also got in touch saying that he loved it when I played some Vince Guaraldi. So let's have another one. This is for Tim and for April. Thanks for getting in touch. This is Vince Guaraldi and Skating.
Look now, all around. There's no sign of life. Voices, another sound. Can you hear me now? This is Planet Earth. You're looking at Planet Earth.
Kitty, Daisy and Lewis are, what would you call them? I wonder if they'd object to jazz bebop outfit. They're lovely people. I met them opening up for Coldplay when we were doing the same set of gigs in America with those guys. They're a family. There's the two girls and their brother, and then there's also mum and dad. Amazing bunch of people. I had a really, really good time with them, a really good tour. Lovely, lovely, lovely. The dad, who's in the group, gave me a lovely book as well about bird watching in America, which I treasure to this day, and lovely people. This is Kitty Daisy and Lewis from their new record Smoking in Heaven, which is out now. This is called Pan Man Boogie. You're going to love it. From the album Smoking in Heaven, which is out now, that's Kitty Daisy and Lewis and Pan Man Boogie. They are otherwise known as the Durham family, and Daddy Durham, who I can't remember, I think he plays guitar with them, maybe a bit of drums, can't remember, they're all multi-instrumentalists, they all play loads of instruments. Daddy Durham, used to cut records for Island Records. He used to actually cut the vinyl for Island Records. So I wonder if he did this next tune. God, I can't talk, can I? I really could do with some sleep. Lullaby's coming up. I wonder if he cut this next tune by the Pioneers. It's called Long Shot Kick Your Bucket. It was written by Lee Scratch Perry and produced by him, would you believe, as well. The Pioneers had a career and then fizzled out for a bit and were revived in the late 60s and were out on Island Records. So he could well have done. I think he probably did cut this record. It's a great tune. Long Shot, that has kicked the bucket in the song, Long Shot Kicked the Bucket, was apparently a racehorse, a much-loved racehorse. So there you go. All the weeping and the wailing when Long Shot kicked your bucket. Timeless, classic, charming music. And you know, timeless, classic, charming music don't just take care of itself. Oh no, you need good police. Our Victim, written by Jimmy Webb, was a hit for Glen Campbell in 1968. A song of yearning loneliness. Rolling Stone called it the first existential country song. But for the audio assassins, it was simply a target too tempting to ignore. First to take aim were Aussie outfit Clouds, whose funeral dirge laced with grungy guitars and whiny, girly vocals was so depressing that it almost decided to do the job for them. Next to make a move was criminal clarinetist Acca Bilk, who turned on the sleaze with a salacious display of wanton woodwind warbling that almost resulted in a visit from the Vice Squad. Then, dastardly David Snell used his classical harp to pluck it like a turkey until almost all resemblance to its former beauty was gone. Shivering and ashamed, it barely survived the humiliation. But, in a moment of Motown madness, when Smokey Robinson prepared to unleash his fearsome falsetto, aided by a torrent of terrifying backing vocals from the Miracles on this seminal 60s song, it was murder. no, 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 no.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time, and the Wichita lineman is still on the
eventually Glenn Campbell, once naughty old Smokey Robinson, who finished with it. That was Wichita Lineman. More Moider next week.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamacq, an inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sumb into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamacq.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
The Guillemots have got a new one out called Walk the River. This is the title track. It's great. They've simplified the sound and towards the end of this tune start unleashing their roots a little bit. It doesn't feel as deliberately experimental as their early singles. It's sort of almost as if they're leaving the sample culture behind a little bit. I do love that early stuff, but I have to say this suits them as well. Ladies and gentlemen, the new one from The Guillemots.
Fell in love with a boy, grew tired of it. Fell in love with the world, yearned to fly from it. Fell in love with myself, broke it off for the breeze, broke it off for the weather.
slowly through space, pleased and terrified, backing out of the race, extra edified. I want my sentences back. I can't remember their faces. Remember their faces.
Was the Guillemots and Walk the River. That's the title track of their latest album. It's great, isn't it? Some emails, I think. Carolyn Jarvis from the RSPB has been in touch. She's sent us another shot of the beautiful Manchester Peregrines. It's a great photo as well. Thank you, Carolyn. And she's thanking us for featuring the website on our show. You've got to see this picture, folks, and you've got to log on and have a look at the Manchester Peregrines. She goes on in this email to tell us there's four juveniles and two adults flying around central Manchester. All the juveniles have fledged now, and you can see them flying around the city centre. Look for the highest buildings, that's where they tend to hang out. Not the ridiculously highest buildings, although they might pop up there. I've held a peregrine falcon. They are pussycats, unless you're a herring gull and it's coming at you from above. They're lovely to hold and play with. They're beautiful creatures. Obviously, don't do it to wild ones. I'm giving terrible advice here, Carolyn. To counteract that, go and join the RSPB. There's some good advice. Another one here from Tracy Burke, another email that says, thanks for the mention a couple of weeks back. That was incredibly nice. I have another fan art submission if you're interested. Looking forward to the show in Atlanta. Thanks again, Tracy Burke. She's done another beautiful painting of me. And when I say beautiful, I mean more beautiful than my head actually is. Do you know, I really love it. Thank you, Tracy. I'm going to put that up in the gallery. On my webpage on the Six Music website. We get lots and lots of emails to the show, fan mail for Elbow, which is very, very flattering, and I always pass it on to the lads. Obviously, I don't read them out on my show, but I'd like to mention one this week, and thank you all very much for getting in touch. It means a lot to us. Caitlin Ballard has been in touch. She signs it from Caitlin, a devoted fan. She goes on to say that she's 15 and her and her mum have loved Elbow since she can remember. She's been to see us at the Roundhouse once or twice, and she goes on to say that her and her mum are huge fans, and then she mentions that her mum's a musician. She then goes on to say that her mum's name is Alison Moyet. It's that musician. Caitlin Ballard, your mum's well famous and well good. I've loved your mum's voice for years and years and years, so I've decided to play you a tune. I'm not going to play an Elbow tune, but you mention in your email that you also love Elvis Costello. So this is for you and for your mum. Tell your mum that one of my earliest memories is dancing to Love Resurrection with my sister Boop in the front room, really, really going for it and banging my head on the coffee table. She's got a wonderful voice, and I'm very, very proud that she's a fan. So here's Elvis Costello and the Attractions. This is for my lovely Caitlin and her mum Alison. This is Beyond Belief.
History repeats, the old conceits. The clip replies, the same defeats. Keep your finger on button issues with crocodile tears and a pocket full of tissues. I'm just an artist, slip and wind the world of the nervous tick. In a very fashionable hollow, I hang around and to be tortured. You'll never be alone in the bone arches. Battle with the bottle is nothing so novel. So in this almost empty gin palace, through a two-way looking glass, you see her hours. You know she has no sense for all your jealousy. In a sense she still smiles, very sweet. Charged with insults and flattery, her body moves with malice. Do you have to be so cruel to be callous? And now you find you fit this identikit completely. You say you have no secrets, then leave discreetly. My hands were clammy and cunning. She's been suitably stunning. But I know there's not a hope in Hades. All the ladders catcalled, wolf whistle. So-called gentlemen and ladies dark fight like rose in the sun. I got a feeling I'm gonna get a lot of grief once this evening's so beaten. Now I am beyond.
There you go, you two. Thanks for the email. That was Elvis Costello and the Attractions and Beyond Belief. Let's have another song for Guy recommendation. This is from Shell Wang, who's all the way away in China. The song she's recommended is You Were On Fire by Karen Ann in her latest album, 101. I personally feel that there are melancholy elements in both of your songs, and you and Caran are my favourite band and singers. Get me reading out all my own fan mail, eh, this time round. While my Irish head gets a couple of inches bigger, let's have a listen to this beautiful tune that Shell Wang has recommended for us. If you have any Song for Guy recommendations, and I stress recommendations over requests, because I have a thirst for musical knowledge, as most of the listeners do, I'm sure. Try and recommend something that you think we won't have heard before for any reason, either because it didn't really happen in the UK for the artist involved, or just because it's an older tune, or just because you've never heard me play it and you wonder why. It's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Thank you to Shell Wang and everyone who listens in China. This is Karen Ann, and You Were on Fire. It's beautiful.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Before Lulu and Take That, or Dusty and the Pet Shop Boys, there was what some consider to be the original pop meets icon collaboration. Sandy Shaw, known as the 60s barefoot pop princess, had gone from household name to housewife and mother, and was, by her own admission, spending her 30s recovering from her time in the spotlight. So in 1983, when she received a letter from Morrissey declaring his admiration and begging her to record with the Smiths, she simply ignored it. But after several more letters, she relented and found herself in the studio covering their first single, Hand in Glove. The result isn't the soft, girly confection one would imagine. It's a bold performance of a jubilant love song where post-punk meets jangling 60s guitars, and Sandy Shaw's exuberant voice seems to shout her defiance from the rooftops. It was liked and loathed in equal measure, but its effect was to change preconceived ideas of music, opening the way for the likes of Tom Jones and the Art of Noise and Shirley Bassey and the Propellerheads to combine their considerable talents and continue to push the boundaries. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Of wind.
Isn't that lovely? That's Lullaby from Grizzly Bear, from their album Yellow House. Get that album if you don't have it. That's Grizzly Bear and Yellow House. Who the hell are you? You may be screaming. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Another hour of music to go before Don picks up the baton. Don Letts is on after me. He's got a brilliant show as Don. I'm going to play a tune now that's been recommended by Keith Annell. He emailed in with a Song for Guy recommendation and says, "Hi Guy, I hope you are fit and well." I can only tell you that I'm well on that front. Thank you, Keith. I have a recommendation from you, from an artist you'll know of but might not listen to any of his solo work, Neil Finn of Crowded House. This particular track, Sinner, is from the Trier Whistling This CD. I do know Neil Finn's Crowded House work, I do know his solo work, and I do know the stuff he does with his brother Tim. So although this is not strictly a recommendation, you have reminded me to play it, which I'm more than happy to do for you because I love the tune. Try Whistling This was the name of his solo CD. I always thought that was a bit self-conscious, like he was a little bit maybe ashamed of how well he did with Crowded House. And, you know, Try Whistling This, it's almost like, try whistling this, you bastards. You know what I mean? Like, he's ashamed of writing catchy music. There's nothing wrong with it if it's quality. Anyway, this tune is particularly my favourite because of the out-of-time sample that it starts with. When you listen to the sample at the beginning, I'm sure you'll agree with me, Keith. You can never quite predict where the beat's going to come in. And the sample stays underneath, but just makes sense all of a sudden. I'm getting muso on your ass. Here we are, Sinner from Neil Finn for Keith Annell.
To the face that I saw
Very of its time, isn't it? It's dated very slightly production-wise, that. It surprised me. Not listened to it for a bit. Neil Finn and Sinner. That was a recommendation from Keith Annell. Do keep them coming in, please. I'm trying in this hour to play you some lullabies. I know that a lot of you listen live on a Sunday night. And even if you listen through the week when you should be doing your work, you might fancy nipping off for a snooze. My friend Nick, I won't tell you his last name, it's a bit out of order, had a high-flying, high-paying computer job in Silicon Valley. And I remember at one point him telling me that he was leading such a... he was burning the candle both ends, let's put it that way. And he used to walk into the office in his suit, morning, morning, as he's walking through the typing pool or whatever, good morning, good morning, go into his office, tell his secretary he wasn't to be disturbed, and then go to sleep under the desk. So feel free to do that if you're at all in a position to do so. While you listen to this next tune, this is Magpie from Mechanical Bride, from the album Living With Ants, which is out now. You're going to love it.
When I need this love.
Gorgeous, isn't it? Mechanical Bride and Magpie. That's from Living With Ants, which is out now.
BBC Six Music.
Hello, I'm Lauren Laverne, coming to you from the Six Music turret of the Big British Castle. All we're doing is trying to brighten your day through the medium of song. There's not going to be anything too complicated. It's lovely to be in your ears. How are they today? Lauren Laverne. Bursting in and making violent radio love.
Oh, dear.
Day mornings from 10. I would love it if you could join me.
BBC Six Music.
Another lullaby now. It's a Desert Islanders snippet from Malcolm Bradbury. I do love that Radio 4 Extra is putting on more and more of the Desert Islanders stuff through the week because they're great interviews, really personally. I heard a smashing one with Jo Brand this morning. She's a lovely lady. Anyway, Malcolm Bradbury talking about one of his favourite songs. Take it away, chaps.
1960s, your little boy, the family didn't know, you say you were scribbling poems and song lyrics in the bedroom. Did they know that you lived in a fantasy world and you decided your house was a spaceship and you were in control of it?
I'd live this extraordinary fantasy life inside my head, and I used to try and make comic books, like the sort of Victor or the Hotspur or Dandy or Beano, and show them to my mum. And I would put free gifts on the front, little badges and things. And I think she was a bit bemused by this. I mean, my parents, you know, solidly working class. My mum worked in a factory. My dad worked for years in a grocer's shop and then latterly at a dockyard. Neither had been to college or university. I don't think they could understand.
Were they aspirational for you, these parents, or did they just think you'd go down the dockyard like your dad? Or
no,
in the office down the dockyard?
No,
anyway?
No, they were. English was always my favourite subject at school. I loved writing essays, I loved reading books. The local library was my haunt in Cardenden. They couldn't really understand that. They took a book on holiday with them in the summer, and that was about as far as their reading went. And I think when I made this decision that I would actually go to university and study English literature, they thought, what are you going to do with that? And the only thing I could say to them was teach, I suppose. You know, they had this idea that you went to university. I was the first member of my family to go to university. You went there to get a professional career, to become a doctor or a lawyer, an accountant. And in fact, accountancy was what I was going to do because I had an uncle down in Bradford who owned his own house and had a car and was always tanned from foreign holidays. And he was a chartered accountant. So we thought, well, that's obviously the game to be in. But I wasn't much good at it and didn't much like it. And I suddenly realised, do I want to go to university for 4 years to study something just for the money at the end of it? No. So I had to break the awful truth to them that I would study English.
Number 3.
Track number 3 takes me back to my teenage years at high school. I was introduced to the music of John Martin by a mate of mine, Jock Scott. And after all these years, I'm still listening to it, and I'm still listening to what I think is his best album, Solid Air, and this is the title track.
You walk in the line and you've been living on solid air. Don't know what's going wrong inside, and I can tell you that you're living on solid. I can tell you that
Of course, John Martin and Solid Air. That album will forever remind me of the first place I lived after I left my mother's house when I was 17. I met quite a few of the people who were still my friends in my bedroom at that house because it was the place everybody piled back to after the pub. I think the phrase is skint. I didn't have a pot to piss in those days. Yeah, I didn't have curtains in that room. That was a bit grim. but I did have a cassette player and a bunch of music. It was the only thing I didn't sell to pay me rent. This is beginning to sound like the Yorkshireman sketch, so I'm going to stop complaining about past poverty and move on. But yeah, anyway, what I wanted to say was Solid Air saved me from some misery in those days, although I was having fun at the same time. Believe me. Radiohead, from Hail to the Thief, I want to play you Sail to the Moon, one of my favourite little lullabies of past years. Here it goes.
Thank you.
Hail to the Thief, the magical radio ed with Sail to the Moon. They were absolutely stunning at Glastonbury as well. I'm gutted I missed Pulp, but that was unavoidable. I think they were on stage at the same time as Elbow were. But I got to see Radiohead and I got to see The Walkman. There was loads of other stuff I would have liked to go and see, but I was on duty to a degree. If you saw me floundering around in the mud at the Radiohead gig, rest assured I was still listening. This next tune is recommended by Neil Smith, and I can't tell whether or not he's being sarcastic with this email. Hello, guy. Great show, Steve. A song I love, a song I think you'd love if you're not already aware of, and a song people should hear because it's truly stunning, is New Grass by Talk Talk. Neil Smith, Northampton. Now, Neil could be being sarky here because I've probably played Talk Talk more than any other band, maybe not quite as many times as Tom Waits, but it's one of my most played artists. And I've said many times in interviews as well that New Grass by Talk Talk is the piece of music I want playing at my funeral. Not because of anything other than it's fresh and it's timeless and it'll work in 100 years as well as it does today. And it reminds me of spring and new life and, I guess, new grass, which is in the title. It's wistful, it's beautiful, it's almost 10 minutes long, and I'm going to play you it in full. Here it is, once again. That's got to be the greatest recommendation I could give, isn't it? I want this played at my funeral. Here it is, Talk Talk, from the album Laughing Stock. Here's New Grass. Thank you. Mertz, he's great, isn't he? I like it when a solo artist has a band's name as well. I think it's quite cool. As in, Aztec Camera. I don't think I can think of any more. Here's Silver Moon Ladders from Mertz. Another lullaby fitting for a Sunday night.
Have closed, when all the drunks have gone home, when they're done cleaning the roads, when we get in our boat, drift through the silence of night, far from the harbor side. With a mystical air, we know what we're searching for. For silver moon ladders, ladders, moon ladders. They sparkle moon ladders. From silver moon ladders. they sparkle ladders.
Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McConies.
I had an ice cream on Sunday afternoon and I still have my tea later.
On Six Music.
Yeah, it's just so unpredictable.
I know. It's just a life on the edge, mate.
It's crazy,
It is. It's cutting edge lifestyle.
Do you ever think to yourself, I've got to slow down?
What I think is that, like, with these sorts of anecdotes, I'm distancing myself from the ordinary man who's listening. Right, Mystic Stew, here comes some dreams to be interpreted. Jason in Nottingham says, I once had a dream that I'd invented a small mobile disco for dogs called Mobile Dog Disco.
This means that you have hairy shoulders and you were once in Northside.
It's fascinating.
Radcliffe and McConey.
Weekday afternoons from 1.
BBC
6. Music.
Guy Garvey, for the right side of the celestial equator.
Have we got time for one more? I hope we have. Wandering Angus by Jolie Holland from the album Catalpa. I recommend this every few months because it should be a modern classic and it's not quite reached that status yet. Catalpa is my favourite album of all time. Jolie Holland sings this song. This is from a Yeats poem, Wandering Angus. She's changed it and turned it into a bluegrass song, but it's just so beautiful. It starts and it finishes quite abruptly, but in the middle, there's a whole lot of lullaby there. Got a whole lot of lullaby. Got a whole lot of lullaby.
I went out to the hazelwood because a fire was in my head. I cut and peeled a hazel.
the silver apples of the moon and the golden apples of the sun.
Isn't that gorgeous? Once again, Jolie Holland and Wandering Angus. If you missed the names of any of the songs that I played tonight, not many of them were obscure, but some of them were, then go to my page on the Six Music website and click on Show by Year. And everything I've ever played on Six Music is there for your perusal. Also, the BBC offers a service whereby if you want to know a little bit more about any of the artists, you can click on them, and 9 times out of 10, there's a little biography attached, advising you how to go and get more quite a lot of the time. There you go, the BBC, eh? It's marvellous, isn't it? Make sure you sign your licence fee check with a couple of kisses next time round. And as for you pirates that are listening abroad without a licence, you naughty things. Thank you so much to Michelle and Peter and Boz and everyone who helps me put the show together here in Manchester at BBC North. Thanks to everybody at the Glastonbury Festival and indeed all the festivals that have been looking after Elbow for the past few weeks. Thanks, of course, to the wonderful Beccapedia for her contributions to the show. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Week. Don Letts up next. Don't touch that dial.
Should have been.